Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brian Stevens. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Brian Stevens. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente misplays the ball. That's an error on Dente. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo bunts towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is walked intentionally. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive towards first. Fain catches it and steps on first to double up Dente. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marchildon moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey bunts towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marchildon moves to third. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Marchildon scores. Joost moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski is hit by the pitch. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty catches it and throws to first to double up Chapman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Majeski hits a line drive into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchilden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Marchilden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Suter moves to second. Phil Marchilden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchilden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marchilden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Brian Stevens. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Pete Layton pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Layton moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Marchilden picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Marchilden. Layton scores. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. Stevens moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-3 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman catches it and throws to home to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Sanford now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Dillinger hits a line drive towards the mound. Marchildon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marchildon bunts in front of the plate. Partee scoops up the ball and tags Marchildon for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive towards first. Stevens catches it and steps on first to double up Joost. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 4 in the game. Platt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 4 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fain bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Vallow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Majeski strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Partee and he is out, Dillinger applying the tag. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman is walked intentionally. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 4 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Fain scores. Chapman moves to third. Rosar moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.